previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Friday morning, Wendy and Charlie T. Algoa FM Breakfast. Feel good Friday.
Say that again. Friday morning. I forgot it's Friday.
Friday.
Wow.
Friday.
You.
Lee, it's Friday.
Friday in the
Cape's. Friday in the Cape's. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning, Arno Carstens from the Springbok. New girl.
Hey.
Hey,
welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Lekker.
Awesome, man.
All
I'm
right.
Tell you, I've got some friends listening who just WhatsApped me saying they're going to be they're ready for me on the radio. So I'm just saying good morning to Eddie and Rochelle and everybody there. I hope you guys are all fantastic.
Whereabouts are they, Ona?
They're all around you guys in your area.
Oh, yay. In our country. Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we're throwing forward to having a chat to you this morning. And the Springbok New Girls and then Lee.
You're not going to do this to me.
My colleague said, you're the better looking one, Arno.
So then I'm sure your friends told you that via WhatsApp, though.
And then we got concerned because we thought, what about the other guys? So she said, well, the other guys are sweet.
Yeah, they're kind. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
You shake it.
Listen, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm looking at the playlist now, and it's been years and years and years since I've seen on the playlist the next song, Springbok Nude Girls. But before we talk about the new song and you guys coming back together again, I want to go back to when you first started. If my calculation is around 26 years ago, right?
Sure.
1994. And that was a massive time for South Africa. A lot of transformation was happening. Why did you choose to start up a band during that time?
Well, we were just at the right age, the right time, the right place. And I think we're all about 22 years old. So as Nelson Mandela came out of jail, the Madiba magic was in the air, and we were all kind of Stellenbosch students. It was just one massive party, the whole country. It was just phenomenal. That whole grunge period was between 1993 and about 1997. So that was just crazy, crazy days with a lot of partying and a lot of fun.
Arno, before we get into the exciting news as to why we have you on the show this morning, it's been 26 years, like we mentioned, since the release of Neanderthal 1. What has been the biggest change in the music industry for you from then compared to now?
Well, everything has changed. I mean, the biggest change is, of course, we went from CDs to digital music, from making money, being a musician, to not making money. And then, of course, now we're back into the real is totally turned, and now these days we bring out almost singles every 3 months, and then maybe later we'll put out an album. So everything has changed. I won't say our things are as exciting as they used to be, but it's just different.
Yeah. Everything's changed. Well, anyway, speaking of singles, tell me about this new one that we're about to play right now.
Flashlight is just that kind of song where it reminds you to shine the light, just keep the light burning in times when things feel tough. That's what it's all about.
Necessary, very necessary.
It's been incredibly tough for everybody, and in particularly the entertainment industry. This goes on to musos, artists, bands, including yourself. It's been really, really tough. And when did the conversation start that you guys needed to get back together as Springbok New Girls?
You know, 5 years after we broke up, we kind of just started missing each other and missing doing the music. And then we brought out we did bring out an album on which Illuminate was quite of a big song. But the thing is, we half of the band lives in America and the UK, so we only see each other every 3 years or something. So whenever we get together, we try and record an album quickly, and it's normally we've got about 2 weeks to do it. Luckily Theo, our guitarist, is also a brilliant producer, so he's done such an amazing job on producing the album that it's a very interesting album, very interesting.
and the album is being released the 3rd of September. Party Clips.
Yes,
for release the 3rd of September.
Mongrel Music. It's so cool to be back in a part of a record company again with some very cool bands. So it's all fantastic. We're surrounded by good people.
I don't know. You know what would be super cool is to see you guys performing live again. But until then, you know, we know what the situation is like at the moment. None of that's happening. So perhaps for you guys to consider a little virtual concert for us fans.
Yes, we are planning it for the launch album. We will do a stream. I think that's the
awesome.
One thing.
Nice. All right.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, for the first time ever, we're going to play the much anticipated new release from the Springbok New Girls, Arno Carstens. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, and good luck with the single.
Thank you very much, guys, and have an awesome Friday.
You too.
Thanks so much. Arno. Cheers, Arno. Bye.
Bye.
Alcoa FM Breakfast is the business.